Hello, everybody. This is Tom Eckert here. You're listening to my podcast, Numerology, a GPS for the Soul. This is your place to learn about the true power of numerology and how to use it to bring out the best in yourself, understand your loved ones better, take wise decisions, and prepare for your future. In other words, how to live your life aligned with your true destiny. Take your time to educate yourself and share these podcasts with your friends and family so they too can enjoy the great benefits of numerology. Enjoy. Hello there and welcome to all my listeners to another interesting, fascinating episode today of a bit of a different kind. So we're going to talk about the universal yearly forecast that's ahead of us for 2024. But before we dive in, first of all, if you're new here, welcome. Welcome to this podcast. In this podcast, we discuss numerology as a path for inner transformation, spiritual growth, self-understanding. And I always try to make numerology grounded, accessible, applicable for everyday life matters, and do my best to provide you with the most grounded and in-depth information so that you can apply numerology in order to live a better, a more conscious, and more balanced life, aligned with your soul purpose and your spiritual path. Now, here are a few ways you can dive deeper into numerology, should you wish to do so. First of all, you can book a numerology reading with me. In a numerology reading, you can ask any question that is burning in your life and get precise answers. You can read more about my readings and contact me to book your reading through the link in the episode description. Furthermore, if you wish to study numerology on a deeper level or even pursue it as a career, I invite you to check out my numerology study paths. The first one is my self-study numerology course, where you can learn the fundamentals of numerology in a comprehensive way at your own pace. Or, if you're of the more aspiring type, you can sign up to my complete path of certification from beginner to numerology expert and get certified as a professional numerologist. To read about both, check out the links in the episode description. Okay, my friends, having said all of that, let us dive into today's topic. Now, I don't tend to deal much with global yearly forecasts, but much more with personal yearly forecasts. That's what I often offer my clients and what I like talking about. I find personal yearly forecasts to be more useful for individual growth and, as a result, collective evolution. However, I have decided to speak about 2024 and give my numerological analysis of the energies of this upcoming year. I believe that one good reason for that is that I simply can't give personal yearly forecasts to every person and every listener. But what I can do is I can definitely fine-tune all of us as a collective into this broader calling of the time, so that as a collective, we can become more attuned and aligned with the cosmic vibe, with the cosmic frequencies, calling upon us at this point in time. Now, take into account that numerological and astrological forecasts, and I'm including astrology because I also work with astrology, and these methodologies are very, very, very closely related. So the forecasts, right, derived from these two methods always describe trends and possibilities and never an absolute outcome. It is always an interplay between fate and free will. Fate being the given weather, as an example, as a metaphor, and free will being how we make use of this weather. Right, I always like to say when the sun rises, or when the sun sets, that is fate. We have absolute no control over that. What we do during sunrise and during sunset, that's really up to us, right? So that's really the interplay between those two aspects of our being, fate and free will. So with that in mind, let us dive right in. So we are starting to talk about the energies of two important numbers, the number 8 and the number 10/1, namely a 1 made of 10. The 8 is derived from 2024, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 4 equals an 8. However, my methodology is also working with the 1st of January 2024, because that's when the entire globe shifts into a new universal collective year. And 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 4 will give us 10/1. And so I'll be kind of like alternating between these two energies and also like merging them into a story to give us like further understanding of what's to be expected, what's to come. The two energies of 8 and 10/1 will be leading tones throughout this coming year. And it's important to understand them both individually and as a number combination. Now, number 8 is a lot about moving forward, about progressing, drilling through and wishing to get on with it, so to speak. It is not very patient and wants to get things done. Additionally, it's important to note that 8 speeds up the process of karma, of cause and effect, meaning that whatever we sow, we reap much faster. The results show up much faster. The gap is very short between cause and effect. In a way, this year will carry this predicament above our heads as a collective. What we choose and how we'll act will bear the fruits, positive or negative, very quickly. So, in other words, things are speeding up in general, and our actions matter a lot during this particular point in time. But I'll come to this particular matter, I'll kind of circle back to that of speeding up a little later. Now let's take a step back, let's zoom out for a second and look at the greater context within which this is all happening. The greater context of number 2. Not every 8 year, or more precisely an 8/10/1 year, plays out in the same energetic landscape. And that is a very important factor to consider. Since we've shifted into the 2000s, we find ourselves within an epoch energy of number 2. And even more so throughout the 2020s, with a double 2 as a leading energy. And this greater context is the container within which the 8 and the 8/1 number combo play out. The strong 2 leading energy is an energy of duality, like scales that can tip either way, but are indeed seeking the balanced middle ground. That's why we find ourselves swinging between very extreme opinions and polarization these days. That's simply the process the two has to go through before it can settle into the balanced view. And remember these words, balanced view. Just like a pendulum has these broad swings from side to side until it slowly settles at the center. Too much identification with emotion, which is a shadow of number 2, will create more mess. Conversely, adopting a patient and balanced view, a positive side of number 2, will result in greater external harmony. And this will be particularly felt this coming year of 2024, but also the 2 years to follow. So whatever we choose, and I'm really highlighting this word here, I cannot stress out how much this word of choice is important during this year. So whatever we choose will quickly turn into reality. Turning into reality, that is really the energy of 8 and 10-1. 8 and 10-1 are very, very, you know, they're numbers of bottom lines. They're not about like ideation. Whatever you think of, they want to manifest and they're going to do it. That's why choosing carefully and wisely is very, very important. It's really of paramount importance this year for all of us. Now, number 8 is also highly charged and highly combustible. It is also very capable of generating great progress. And now, it is highly dependent on what we as a collective do with our leading twos, the number 2. That will actually determine whether we'll use the power of the 8 to generate the beautiful elements of number 2, namely balance, care, kindness, mutual benefit, compassion, etc., or the negative qualities of 2, namely polarization, war in the name of emotional identification, cruelty to those we don't agree with, lack of consideration of others, and so on. In a way, the 8 is like a great potent energy, but it needs to be infused with the right motives and intentions. And that's really the topic of this year. Now, I'm going to kind of like go back and forth and try to explain some of the, you know, challenges or potentials of this year to give an increasingly more, you know, complete picture of what I see and what my analysis is. And I want to start talking about potential mitigating factors. So there is this perspective that the twos, right, that we that serve as the context we mentioned earlier for all personal or universal years that are happening these days, the twos derived from the 2020s, can have mitigating effects on both number 8 and number 1. Number 8 and 1 are very intense, forward-going. They're go-getters, and they are highly masculine. They want to conquer a goal. They can achieve a lot, but very often without much emotional consideration. And that's where the powerful twos come in and actually work as important mitigating factors that have the potential to lead the 8 and the 1 to more constructive and humane ends. And that's important to remember. So in a way, that may be, okay, a good sign. But we must take into consideration, you know, all possible, you know, case scenarios. So this is not a promise, what I just said, right? So as the twos can also destabilize the solid 8 and the solid 1, making them more unreasonable, foggy, high-strung, and often also basing their intense actions on highly emotional and ungrounded, you know, perspectives and decisions, very shaky, so to speak, emotions and minds. You can probably already notice this trend in this current episode where I kind of go back and forth between, well, this can happen, but, well, also that can happen. And I want to point out that this is simply also the nature of the two. And that's the current epoch, right? Polarities, being swinging between polarities. And so, as I've already mentioned, it's not very stable. Like scales or a pendulum, it is very undecided and dualistic. In its higher potential, though, the two sees both sides and finds a peaceful balance point that suits everyone. Again, that should be our aspiration this year. To move very carefully with our choices, words, and deeds, taking into consideration not only ourselves and our personal identifications, but also others, even those we consider as wrong. Why? Because this coming year will bear the results of any hasty or rush decision very quickly. The stakes are high, my friends, and we can pay high prices this year. But we can also make significant breakthroughs. You see, that's right. That's the interesting duality we're facing. It's a time marked by volatility. And it calls us to tread very carefully and in the most considerate manner we can muster. So it's not a time to play right and to be righteous and to fight and to make a point. It's a time to find as much true sensitivity, mature sensitivity, so that it eventually manifests through the 8 and the 1, the 10 one, and I will also get to the 10 to explain more about that because it's very important, in a way that is profitable for the collective. Now, before I keep talking about some important intensification related to us really moving into an end of a cycle, before I keep talking any further, my friends, if you are enjoying this podcast and want to keep learning more in-depth, grounded, high-quality numerology, make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from and become part of my numerology community. And if you feel benefited by my podcast, make sure to rate it. It goes a really long way in supporting my work. And also, make sure to check out the questions at the end of my episodes. I'd love to hear from you. It helps me know you better and provide you with better content. Having said that, let us keep going with our delineation of 2024. We are approaching the end of a cycle. We are moving into a 9 universal year in 2025 with a sub-frequency of 11/2, a master number, also very intense energies. This is a peaking of energies, and the intensification will certainly be felt. This coming year and 2 years to follow, in my understanding at least, also the year 10-1 after the 9, will be pivotal in how our future as a collective unfolds. So we have before us 3 very important pivotal years. Everything will move faster on so many frontiers. More technology, more social changes, also potential more wars and conflicts, but perhaps also more peace treaties. Like, things are kind of like speeding up and changing very fast. Okay, and that's important to understand that as also part of this peaking into an end of a cycle. And from this point of view, this coming year and the 2 to follow are steering a lot of global topics. Now, it's also important for us to understand numbers as composite energies. 8 and 9 and 10-1 are all very fiery and tend to either bring about breakthroughs or burn things down. They are very fight prone, okay? And that's why I keep emphasizing the importance of extra careful and sensible decision-making on our end. This is not a time to play being right, as I've already said. In fact, this is not a time to play at all. As I said, consequences can be dire if we don't grow up and get out of our selfish mode and embrace the higher wisdom of the number two as our guiding principle. You see, two invites us to remember that there's always others on the other side. Not only that, but that we are interdependent. This is very crucial to remember this at this point in time. So with a two and the eight, we find ourselves somewhat on a cliffhanger. The collective energy is waiting for our choice. But what will it be? One thing we can be sure of. Whatever the choice is, the 8 and the 10-1 will carry it out. It will become visible, it will be concrete, and it will become palpable. You can't get away with that when you're dealing with 8 and 10-1. However, I want to talk about some good signs. I do really like the fact that in the year 2024, we have a 4, the number 4 right at the end of the sequence. That tells me that that pendulum swinging of number 2 that I mentioned earlier may indeed arrive eventually to a stable ground, a solid place of balance before it shifts into manifestation through the 8. Another good sign or good omen is the 10/1. Since 10 often represents leaps of growth, moving into an entirely new octave, a higher octave, in fact, and also developing a sense of collective responsibility. It also holds spiritual potential. So in a way, it can herald a new and promising beginnings ahead. If it does tilt in that direction, we will see some exciting new developments on all frontiers slowly emerging in the coming 3 years. So the 10-1 points to our ability to achieve a very concrete advancement as a collective, not only on the realm of ideas, but also on the realm of concrete reality and of spiritual reality. And so I'm kind of constantly mentioning the next 3 years, and I want to say this year, though, the prospect of decision making is very important. Okay, so remember that. Now, I also want to mention the topic of past and future. If you play with the numbers of 2024 and you add them up in any way you want, you'll always end up with even numbers, namely number 2, 4, 6, or 8. Now, even numbers are stabilizing, but have a strong tendency to hold on to the past. That is in contrast to the 10-1 that wants to move into the future. Now, as number combos, we actually see two camps. And the 8 actually transitions into the camp of the 10-1. So the camps are 2, 4, and 6, and 8 and 10-1. So we have the 8 with a 1 and the 2 and the 4, 6. Now, although 8 is an even number, when placed with a 10-1, it becomes much more future-oriented. That's why part of what we'll see more intensely this year is also a war in our own collective mind between the past and the future, the conservative and the revolutionary. We're finding ourselves in a decisive moment, very important for how the future will unfold. And because humanity is made of so many opinions and levels of consciousness, it's literally impossible to make any sweeping statement as to where the energies will eventually go. So in the end, it's about in which direction the scales will tip, even if by a very small margin. So, you know, the 2-4-6 can certainly be mitigating factors for any potential extremism, which is good and is necessary in such volatile times. It can really help us make well-informed, solid, concrete, grounded, you know, decisions. But we must make sure not to let these energies drag us into the past, but rather serve as solid building blocks for a peaceful, more stable future. So remember that whenever 2 and 8 come together, there often is a need to be faced with some very sensitive decision-making processes that will have a strong impact on us as individuals and as a collective. And this is one of the biggest main themes of this coming year. So in light of all of that has been said, let us take a deep breath and realize that beyond my personal opinion and your personal opinion lies our mutual interdependent existence. Number two, here on this planet, we need each other, number two, in order to thrive and survive. Let us then not be rushed this year and place the benefit of the collective before us as a top priority. Let us attempt to make wise and caring decisions that will result in the emergence of greater harmony and peace on earth. And I hope that listening to this analysis, this delineation, inspired you to go deeper into this fantastic science of numerology. Now, before we wrap this up, again, if you have enjoyed this podcast and want to keep learning more in-depth numerology, make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from and become part of my numerology community. Also, if you feel benefited by this podcast, please make sure to rate it, as it helps me a lot. Remember that you can also leave your answers to the questions at the end of episodes. Don't forget to check out my professional numerology readings if you want to go deeper into understanding yourself. And of course, make sure to check out my self-study numerology course and in-depth numerology certification studies if you want to acquire deeper mastery of numerology. My friends, as always, it's been such a great joy to share with you. Take care wherever you are, and I'll see you, as always, in the next episodes. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, and you want to go deeper into numerology, check out my website, tom-eckert.com. You can also book a numerology reading or even study numerology yourself through my courses. I'll see you in the next episode.